Okay, here we go. Bikurim Daf Aleph, the last Masechta here in Seder Zraim. And Bikurim is a world of its own. There is so much lamdus in Bikurim. Be'ed Hashem, bizchus our learning, let this be lamaisa. Bikurim is the only one of the mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz that has something to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Some others, Maaser Sheni, has to do with Yerushalayim. You have to bring it into Yerushalayim, but only the Bikurim, you have to give it to the Kohen, you have to do a whole ceremony, as is described in Parshas Kisavo, and as we always start every Masechta, a couple of words of introduction to this three-perek Masechta. So the Pesukim tell us, in Parshas Kisavo, Vaya Kisavo ala aretz, asher Hashem lokech nosein lecha nachla, when you come to the land, v'yirishta v'yashavta ba, meaning this is a mitzvah tuliyah ba'aretz, v'lakachta me'reishis, kol pri adama. You should take from me'reishis, from the rachis, kol pri ha'adama, meaning the you don't give all. What does that mean? Rashi quotes on the pasuk, "V'lo kol rachis, not all the firsts." Why? She'ein kol haperos chayavin bibikurin ala shivas aminim bilvad. You know, a bikurim is only shivas aminim, right? The seven special species that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. There's a Rashi in Nehemiah that's quoted that maybe there's midrabban on a din by other minim, but nobody quotes that. Rashi on Nechemi might not be Rashi, but in any case, we have Namar Khan Eretz. Rashi quotes the Xer Shava, Ala Torah, Venamar Lahalan, Eretz Chito Sora, Malahalan, Bezayin Minim, Shinishtapam, and Eretz Yisrael, just like by the, there, it's by Shivas Aminim, it's used the word Eretz as the only by the Shivas Aminim, so too here. So by the first fruits of, not just fruits, Shivas Aminim, the first Chita, Sora, right, or Rimon, right, all of the, or, we'll have to see. We'll have to see what the poskim say. I should say first pomegranate, first date, first fig, first all of the shivas haminim. So that's the halacha. We don't do this bisman hazeh. We do all the others. Shumis and Maaser Sheni. We at least do something, and we're podit and we throw it out, but we don't do bikurim. Why? Why don't we do bikurim? Because bikurim doesn't create tevel. Right? Bikurim, as we have said, all the other ones. If I'm not mafresh, if I don't designate truma or maaser, I can't eat it. It's tevel. But challah, if I'm not mafresh challah from the dough, I can't eat it. It's tevel. Only bikurim is a chovas agavra. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for me to do. But even if I don't do bikurim, the food isn't us to eat. And that's why it's not done bizman hazeh. Because we don't, nothing to do with bikurim. Bikurim, I have kedusha. You have to eat it, but kedusha v'tara. And we don't have that bizman hazeh. But that is why we don't do bikurim. But that's why we mention often already. But it's bikurim. So we got to mention it again. Tosfos and Be'al Basra daf pei aleph. Tosfos has 2 days. Whether this is really a mitzvah tuliyah ba'aretz. Because after all, it doesn't create tevel if you don't do it. Right? The Gemara there in Baba Basra requires a pasuk to tell me that bikurim is only in Eretz Yisrael. And Tosfos asked the Kasha, why would I have thought otherwise? Of course it's only in Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos says, well, it's in the same pasuk as Lo Savasho Gadiba Chalev Yimo. So I would have thought maybe just like Basa B'Chalev is everywhere, so too Bikurim. That's the Havamina. So Tosfos has 2 answers. Whether Bikurim is a mitzvah tuliyah ba'aretz. So it's interesting that it might not even be a mitzvah tuliyah ba'aretz. But on the other hand, it's the only one of these types of mitzvahs that has to do with the Beis HaMikdash. As I said before, it has a Kedusha side to it. You have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to put it on your shoulder. You have to declare to the Kohen. You have to wave it with the Kohen. You have to put it down. You have to give it to the Kohen. So in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what the uniqueness of Bikurim comes out, as we will see. Uvas al hakohen asher yeh b'yom ha'mahein, the pasuk continues, you shall come to the Kohen. V'amar te'elav, higati ayom l'Hashem alokecha, ki vasi al ha'aretz, asher nishpa Hashem l'vasin alasud lanu. And you tell the Kohen, here I am. V'lokecha, and you say that while, as we'll see the Mishnayos later on, you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you put the Bikurim in a basket on your shoulder, you say, I'm here. And then the Kohen takes the basket. As you hold the rim, the Kohen puts his hand under the basket, and you wave it. You put it down, he puts it down in front of the Mizbeach. And then the owner says, right, what we're familiar with from the Haggadah, Mikra Bikurim, 2 separate mitzvahs. Havas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim are counted as 2 separate mitzvahs. Arami Ovid Avi, and we go give a little Jewish history lesson. Arami Ovid Avi, Vayishon Lagoy Gadol to Marav, Vayareu Amitzrim Anu, Vanitzak, and we cried, Hashem took us out, and Hashem brought us to this land, and Vyata, I brought the first of my fruit, asher nesata li Hashem, v'hinachto, and I put it down. V'samachto b'chalatov, and the simcha, that's part of the element of Bikurim as well, as we'll talk about the whole parade of Bikurim. So this is the mitzvah Bikurim, and again, it's counted, the Rambam has three mitzvahs in the beginning of Hilchas Bikurim. Hilchas Bikurim towards the end of Zeraim. The Rambam has, there's a mitzvah of Hafrashas Bikurim and Hava. The Rambam puts those together. Interesting, there's three parts. There's designating Bikurim, there's bringing it, and there's Mikra Bikurim. So if you were to put two of the three together, so Hafrasha is definitely separate, and Mikra is separate. Where would you put Hava'a? The bringing it. Is that a Hemshech of the designation, or is that a lead-up to the Mikra? So the Rambam, just in the Koteret, says, Lahafrish Bikurim ulaha'alosan la'migdash. See, he puts the ha'ala'a along with the designation. And then he counts in Isser, Shelo yochal ha'kohen bikurim chutz li'Yerushalayim. The Kohen is the only one allowed to eat bikurim, only Isser daraisa outside of Yerushalayim. And number three, likros aleihem, mikra bikurim. So the Rambam has mikra as a separate mitzvah and designation and hava as a separate mitzvah. How much bikurim do you have to give? Like some of the other mitzvahs, no shir. No shir given, even a tiny amount. Even a tiny amount, as we will see. The mefarshim, what exactly is the shir? We will see that one could, unlike let's say truma or chala, where chazal, you know, set a specific amount. What if I give truma and then a week later I want to give more truma? I want to add it to the truma. You can't. Once everything's cooling, it's cooling. We will learn later on. We had it already twice, I think, in Seder Zeraim. Tosefes bikurim. If I want to add on to my bikurim, you know, I designated it, but now I want to add on. You could add on, and there's some halachas that Tosefes Bikurim has to Bikurim. So we'll have to learn about Tosefes Bikurim. What else can we talk about as by way of introduction? The Bikurim has Kedusha. There's Kedusha of the Peros. And that's why I can only eat by a Kohen who is Tahar. There is, it can only be eaten after it is brought to the Beis HaMikdash, as we'll see. There is a tzad, as we said, of Kedusha. We'll have to come back to this throughout the Masechta. Is there any type of, can you look at it as some type of avoda? The owner brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, and then he waves it with the Kohen, and you put it down in front of the Mizbeach? That sounds like Beis HaMikdash type of ideas. As we'll see, there are some Rishonim that even parallel that the tenufa and the putting it is like a shechita. So we'll have to see how that goes. And it's not so far-fetched. How could there be something parallel to a shechita? What about a korban mincha? Remember what you do by a mincha? You do kmitza. Kmitza is parallel, putting it in the kli, that's the Kabbalah, and walking it over. So there's parallel to avodos, not just having to do with the animal. There is a big shaila, and again, these are all, by way of introduction, sugyas. Are women obligated in Bikurim? Let's say a woman owns a field. Well, why not? Is she obligated? It says the Sefer Achinuch, V'noheges bizman abayis bizacharim. Men. Men. The mitzvah of Havas Bikurim is only men. And the big question is, why? Why? Why is it only men? Why is it only men? So that is a question that the Minchas Chinuch deals with. And he says, well, the first place you might stop is, well, is this a Zman Grama? Is this Zman Grama? We mentioned, in Chazal, there are very few Zman Gramas. Like, what's a Zman Grama? Shofar, Sukkah, Lulav, Kriya Shema, Tefillin, Tzitzis. Is that it? And there are other mitzvahs that women are pturis from for other reasons. Talmud Torah, but maybe Hakel, they have to come, but that's it. Right? Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, right? Matzah, they're chayiv. Right? Shabbos, they're chayiv. Right? What other mitzvahs are? Megillah, right? The three Afin Hoibos, Oneses, they're chayiv. So Shofar, Sukkah, Lulav, Tefillin, Tzitzis, and Kriya Shema. Right? That's those. So there are many discussions, though, others that the summary Rishonim and the Achronim really get into the act. Bikurim is Zman Grama. That's not a Furish in Chazal anywhere. So we know, we'll learn in the Mishnayos that there is a specific time of year to bring Bikurim. Right? From Shavuos to Sukkot to Chanukah. So does that make it a Zman Grama? So some suggest maybe that's why the Chinuch says, women are Pater, because it's a Zman Grama. The Efshar, says the Menchas Chinuch, Shezed Das HaRava Machaber, to Poter Noshim Yibikurim, Machmetz Bitzvah HaSeishas Van Grama, Avshu Lo Kasav Kain, even though he didn't say that Beferish reason. Right? Even though, or maybe, you can't bring Bikurim at night, maybe being Bikurim Balayla, Kima dehavi kekotshe mikdash. Wow. So you can't do avodas only by day. Begamtun in tznufa, v'tznufa rak bayom. So parts of the avoda. Lefizet is a mangrama. So he quotes this from some achronim. V'af pilpel, v'katav shon de mitzvah kazusha, mitzvah choseris v'ne'ora, rak shazman mafsik, you know, nikri is mitzvah zangrama. Not so clear. Well, why wouldn't it be as mangrama? You only bring it from this? So we mentioned in the past that Rav Yochanan Fischer Perlau says that maybe, right, he says this, expanding on the Ramban that says in Kiddushin, Daflam Adalid, that Sfiras HaOmer is not as mangrama. And everybody asks in the Ramban, what? That's the most mangrama! Is it not? So some say it's a mistake in the Ramban. It's a mistake in the Ramban. Problem is some other Rishonim quoted in the name of the Ramban. So it doesn't seem like a mistake. So some say, what's the lumdis? Zman grama means the reality exists always, but now it's a mitzvah. I could have a lulav today, but it's not a mitzvah. I could blow shofar today, but it's not a mitzvah. It's just that the reality, though, can exist. But if the reality only exists at a certain time of year, so then that's not the zman goring the mitzvah. That's zman goring the reality, and then the reality is goring the mitzvah. That's not a zman grama. So Sfiras HaOmer is the mitzvah is to count from Pesach to Shavuos. So today it's not between Pesach and Shavuos. So counting between Pesach and Shavuos is not a zman grama. The zman is goring the reality that you need for the mitzvah, but that's not called a mitzvah. It's just zman goring. So maybe Bikurim also is a mitzvah from this time to this time. You have to know like how to formulate it, but that's the suggestion that Rechav Shapiro gives, and Rabbi Shlomo Kluger says the same thing by Kiddush Levana. Maybe it's not a zman grama. It's a bracha. It's a mitzvah to say a bracha to Hashem when the moon's getting bigger. That's not a zman grama. The second half of the month, the moon's not getting bigger. So it's just the mitzius is not there. Okay, but that's also a big discussion whether it's a zman grama or not. We mentioned in the past also the Arizal says that if you look closely, we'll get to the Mishnah later on, Beth Hashem, the specific fruits that are mentioned in the parade that they bring are the exact same three fruits that the Meraglim brought back. And that's why Bikurim is a tikkun for the Chet HaMeraglim. The Meraglim was a rejection of Eretz Yisrael, and Bikurim is a Hakara Satov for Eretz Yisrael and everything that Hashem has given us. So that's how the Arizal quotes that. Rabbi Nachum Zema quotes from the Arizal. We mentioned that a couple of years ago in a Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. And there's a lot of hashkafa behind the mitzvah, but no, let's get into the daf. And if we have time at the end, there'll be time to get into the hashkafa. We have to get into the chinuch and the mor nevuchim and the darkei musar. There's a lot to say in terms of the hashkafa, but let's get right into it right now. Perek Yesh Mevi'in. First perek here, Maseches Bikurim. Yesh Mevi'in Bikurim V'Karin. Mevi'in v'lo karin. V'yesh mein mevi'in, and some don't bring. So there are different categories. There are some cases that a regular case of bikurim. You bring the bikurim and you also do kriya. Why wouldn't you do kriya? Because in kriya you say, this land that you gave me. So if there's any question about the ownership of the land, that you might not say, right? Admascha. Right, that's the language of the pasuk. So sometimes you bring bikurim and you do the kriya. Sometimes you bring it and you don't do the kriya. And sometimes you don't even bring it at all. V'yishein mevi'in. The elu she'en mevi'in. We start with the last one. We start with the last one. Elu she'en mevi'in. Hanotea b'toch shalo v'hivrach b'toch shal yachid. What if I have a tree, a pomegranate tree going in my field, and I do havracha. Remember havracha? I take a branch from my tree and I go under the ground and I pick it up on the other side somewhere else. And I pick it up in my friend's yard. Oh, b'tosha rabim, or I pick it up in the rishos rabim. As we'll see, you don't even bring. Why? Because you don't bring from either side. From either side, because it's getting nourished from an area that's not yours. Even if it's your friend's. We'll see in the Gemara this means where you don't have permission to pick it up in your friend's field. Right? Or it's the street where you don't have permission to pick up a tree in the street. So in those cases, there's no mitzvah of bikurim. No mitzvah. So again, if you have a tree in your field and you do avracha underneath shel yachid, oh b'toch shel rabim, or you pick it up in the street, or the opposite, v'chein amavrek b'toch shel yachid and b'toch shel rabim l'toch shelo, or you take a branch from your friend's yard and you put it under the ground and you pick it up in your yard, or there's a tree in the street of the public and you put it into your own. So in both those cases, as we'll see, all those cases, there's no bikurim. There's no hava, there's no kriya. Third case. This third case is a machlokas. This last one. And we'll see in the Gemara why is only case 3 a machlokas and not case 1 and 2. That'll be on tomorrow's daf. What happens if you have two fields? In between your two fields, someone else owns a field. Or there's a road. You have two fields on the sides of the road. So what if you have a tree and you put the branch underneath and it started in yours, it ends in yours. It just goes through the ground of the street or the ground of somebody else. That's a machlokas. So there the Tanakhama still says, why? Because there's nourishment from something that's not yours. So you don't say admascha. If it's not admascha, it's not your ground. So that's it. It's done. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mevi. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda says Mevi. In case three. Not in case one and two. So in case three. So we'll have to see what's Rabbi Yehuda's svara. Well, if the svara is that if it's not yours, then you don't bring Mevi. So why is case number three different? It went through nutrients that aren't yours. So the Mishnah itself first gives a reason. Why would you say you don't bring, according to the first two cases and the Tanakhama? In the third, Mishum Shenema, Reishis Bikurei Anmascha Tavi. The first of the Bikurim of your ground, Tavi. So the Reishis of your Anmascha. Achiu Kala Gidulim Me Anmascha. The entire Gidul, the entire nourishment of your tree has to come from your ground. And therefore, if it goes through somebody else's ground, or the street, there's no bikurim. No bikurim has to be ad mascha. You could say that because it has to be a real feeling of a karas dofer from a kadosh baruch hu, where it's all from you, all in yours. Period. So yesh bi bein bikurim v'karin v'chulu. So let's talk about these cases. Hanotea betoch shalo. V'hebra betoch shal yachad ol betoch shal rabim afilu min hazakena eino mevi. I said this, but now let's just emphasize it. Right? I have a tree that's growing in my yard. I take one branch. One branch, I put it under the ground and pick it up in my friend's yard or in the street. Even my main tree, what the Gemara calls zakena, is pater from bikurim. Even though 98% of its nourishment comes from me, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it also gets nourishment from something that's not on mascha, it's pater. Wow. So the Gemara says, or the same thing, amavrech b'toch shel yachid, o b'toch shel rabim l'toch shelo, I feel him in a yalde in omevi. Right? The branch, you brought it from the street into your yard. So what's growing in your yard, the yalda, meaning the branch, is going to be pater. Why? What do you see from this statement, this explanation of the Mishnah? Hada amra kishem she yalda chayim and azakena kachaschina chayim and a yalda. Right. If you have a branch that's still connected, you have a tree, and then you take a branch and you put it under and you bring it out somewhere else. They're both growing from each other's ground nutrients, and therefore, if either of those are not in your rishus, then they're both pater from ikurim. So that is the chiddush of the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what the issue here is? Kulan mishum toras hagozlan yardulahen. It's because you're stealing. It's Rabbi Yochanan says it's right. It's an issue not of not being yours, because why? If your friend gave you permission to do it, then you would bring bikurim. Let's say you have a tree and then you ask your friend, can I bring a branch out? Or let's say you ask your friend, your friend has a tree, can I bring a branch into mine? Sure. He brings it out, that would be allowed. Then you would bring, not only be allowed, you bring bikurim from there. Right? Says Rabbi Yochanan, the issue is gazlan, which means, what's the nafgamina? If you have rishus. If you have rishus, so then it would be, okay, look at the marafolda, but there's gazlan. The marafolda again is our rashi. For Bikurim, right? We had way back in Brachas, we had the Charedim. But since then, we've had the Marafolda on the inside. So, Batara's Gazlan, to cup it crush, Yehemi Shalad Maso, Velo Yavi Mena Gezel. The Kol Shalo Birshus, Havile Gazlan. If you don't have a Shus, you're a Gazlan. That's why you don't bring it. And there's a concept of stealing nutrients. Right? That's the Chiddush, not just, something, I guess it is tangible, but it's somewhat intangible. That's Rabbi Yochanan svar. But what's Rabbi Yochanan mashma? Continue the marafolda. Avali yarad sham bershus, afal pi sheinu admaso mevi. But the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is that it's not an issue of pure admascha, even if you're getting nutrients from somebody else. But if he gave you permission, there's no gzeila, and it's good enough. It's good enough. Some admascha is good enough. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi argues. This is Rabbi Yosi the Amora. Reb Yosi, Masdisa Amrakein. This is one way to read this Gemara. Really? Our Mishnah says that? What did our Mishnah say? What did the end of our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah gave a reason. Right? What did our Mishnah say? Mazet Tameno Mevi Mishum Shenema, Reishis Bikurei Anmascha. Reb Yossi the Amora says, our Mishnah says, it's not a maschus. You know what? That would apply even if they give you rishus. Right? Giving rishus doesn't make it yours. So, machlokes amoraim. What is the reason? I mean, what would Reb Yochanan say? A little difficult, right? The Mishnah itself says it's not a maschus. He would say, no, that really means gzela. Really means that if he didn't give you permission, then it's a violation of admascha. And if he gives you permission, that's enough admascha. That's enough admascha, Rabbi Yochanan would say. But Rabbi Yossi says, I don't think so. Rabbi Yossi would say, the Mishnah says, take the Mishnah at face value. It says, if it's not admascha, it's not admascha. See, even Rishus wouldn't work. Tani, says the Braisa seems to support Rabbi Yochanan. Im hivrech birshus, mevi v'korei. Right, it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. There is a difficult Rambam. The Rambam quotes this, not for what the Rambam says, but for the Rambam does not say. The Rambam here in Perek Beis in Bikurim, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam quotes our Halacha. The Rambam says, "Nasan lo chaver rishus lahavrich b'toch shalo." Your friend gave you rishus to bring a branch there. Afilu l'sha, even temporarily. We'll get to that. Hareze maybe you could bring Bikurim. Maybe, period. And if your tree is next to your friend's border, if it leans over to your friend's, if you have a tree next to your friend, meaning if there's a natural progression of your roots. Our whole discussion here is that there's an artificial. You take a branch and you stick it in the ground. But that's a question, whether that's on mascha or not. But what if you have a tree that you know the roots of the tree are going into your friend's field? Naturally. That's fine. That's admascha. Why? Says the Rambam, based on the Gemara, maybe men of Akari, Shamanas Kane, Hinchel Yeshua Sa'aretz. That's part of the Tanai of Bnei Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael. They said everybody can bring Bikurim, even though the roots underneath are intermixing in the grounds. So if there's something artificial, that wasn't part of the Tanai of Yeshua. But naturally can. So the Ravid here jumps on the Rambam. What was the first line of the Rambam? If your friend gave you Rishus, you could bring maybe. So the Ravid, where's the Korei? What does Yerushalmi say? What did we just read it? Imivrech Rishus Mevi, but Korei. Where's the Korei? The Ravid says, B'meseches Bikurim Yerushalmi B'tchilaso Mevi V'Korei. The Ravid knew first daf of Bikurim. Right? So he says, look in the first daf of Bikurim. Maybe, what's the Rambam talking about? Where's the word V'Korei? So the Marai Kirka says, it must be that he's relying on what he says later on. He means Mevi, dot, dot, dot. And then he says later on, Mevi V'Korei. That's very difficult. So, Pashas Rambam, this is only Mevi. And Tzorachian, what does it do with our Gemara? Tzorachian. Okay. But either way, it says if you have Rishus, it is good enough. What does Rishus mean? Machlokas. Reb Yossi, B'shem Rebbe Imi, B'shanasan lo Rishus la'olam, permanent Rishus. If he gives you permanent Rishus, that's where it's called Admascha. Halasha lo, temporary Rishus is not good enough. Achronim say temporary Rishus is like Kinyan Peros. Kinyan Peiros Lavka Kinyan Aguftami. Big sugya in a few places. So Rev Yossi, the name of Rev Imi, says it's got to be permanent Rishus. Rev Yona B'shem Rev Imi Afilu Shah. Even temporary Rishus. Even if you have temporary Rishus, meaning somebody says, you could do this Havracha for 5 years. And then after that, I'm cutting it down. Whatever it is. So that's good enough. That's good enough to be Admascha. Temporary or permanent. Chele d'Rabbi Yona mi'anada. We have a riot d'Rabbi Yona that even temporary is good enough from the following. The Mishnah says in Baba Basra, Hayachofer bar siach u'ma'ara. What happens if you're digging a hole in your yard, and all of a sudden, as you're digging a big pit in your yard, you get to the roots of your friend's tree. You get to the roots of your friend's tree. And the Gemara there, the Rasilio says, and it's 16 amos away from your friend's tree. So it's not going to damage your friend's tree by cutting these roots. You know what you could do? You could chop the roots. You're digging a hole, chop it straight down right there. And and you're allowed to keep the roots, the wood. You, the cutter, could keep the wood. 1 second. So what does that reflect? That reflects the other guy, your friend, is bringing Bikurim for years and years from his tree. Even though at some point you will be able to cut his roots and deal with it. Doesn't that show that even a temporary allowance is good enough? The Eitzim Lo L'Shahin, isn't this reflects L'Shah? Right? Because after all, You know, he planted a tree, and there will be a limit. At some point, when it gets to that stage, you'll be able to cut it. And yet he's still able to bring Bikurim from those trees. Right? So it must be that even temporary Rishus is allowed. Right? Isn't that a raya to Rabbi Yonah? So it says the Gemara, no, ma'avid le Rabbi Yossi. What would Rabbi Yossi say? No. Is that temporary? Sharashim, roots, skip the shin, darkam lahachlif. Roots always regenerate. Skip the next word. Mikivan shadarkan lahachlif l'olam heim. So you cut the roots. You know what? Give it a year. It'll regenerate. So that's called permanent. That's how you didn't give. He didn't give him something that he's going to take it away forever. So that's called permanent. That's not a raya against Rabbi Yossi, and therefore saved. Next, Amar Rabbi Mana. Ramana says, I'll bring it right the other way. I'm sorry, the same side. Milsa de Rabbi Yochanan, the following statement of Rabbi Yochanan, which we already had, Messiah La'aba. Rabbi Mana says, Rabbi Yochanan proves to my father. Who's Rabbi Mana's father? Rabbi Yona. We've had that relationship in Yerushalmi. De Amar, because what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan kulun mishum torez gazlan yardulahen. Well, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? The whole issue is an issue of gzela. Remember, that's what he said. And if there's rishus, it's okay. If somebody gives you rishus, then even temporary rishus. Rabbi Yochanan would say that's allowed. Afilu shayin said gazlan. So the pashup shot of the Mishnah. You have rishus to do it. That's good enough. Doesn't say you have to have permanent rishus, right? You're not a gazlan. If you're not a gazlan and you're allowed to do it, then it's good enough. And therefore, that's a raya again to Rabbi Yonah. So Machlokas and the Rabban Paskin, right before, even temporary is good enough. Like Rabbi Yonah. And the Gemara, maybe he gets that from the fact that the Gemara tried to bring two rayas to Rabbi Yonah. Maybe that's why the Rabban Paskin like Rabbi Yonah, which again, though, leaves difficult, maybe the Kore. Right? Maybe the Kore, the Rabban only has maybe. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Zirikan. So to remember, to appreciate what Rabbi Zirikan is telling you, we have to remember, we discussed the Machlokas back in the first parak of Arla. If you have a tree that's on the border, it's half in Eretz Yisrael and half in Chutz La'aretz. What's the halacha with Jumas and Maisras? So we said then, according to Rebbe, it's Mu'urav. Half the fruit is Tevel, half the fruit are Jumas and Maisras. And you got to figure out how to work that out. But there's a mixture, because it's all mixed up together. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, no, the branches in Chutz La'aretz are Pater, and the branches in Eretz Yisrael are Chayiv. That was the machlokas that we had there. So Gemara says, Rebbe Zrikan bo ikumi Rebbe Zeira. Masis of the Rebbe. These Amoraim had everything on their fingertips. Rebbe Zrikan says to Rebbe Zeira, our Mishnah seems to be like Rebbe, right? Because what did Rebbe say? What was Rebbe said the first sheet that I just said? Rebbe said, it's all mixed together. So what do you see? What was in our Mishnah? If you have a branch that goes through to the other side, what did we just say? To Rebbe Amar, Sharashin Chayin Zemizeh. What did we say? On Amad Aleph, the Zekena lives from the Yalda, and the Yalda from the Zekena, and there's nutrients that pass back and forth, and that's why you're going to be putter if you don't have a shus. So that sounds like Rebbe. Just like Rebbe says, a tree on the border has Trum, Achiv, and Pater mixed up. So to this has Truman, so to Rebbe Shita. And the Gemara said, no, Amar Le Divrei Akolhi. It could be that that's not true. It could be that our Mishnah, by Bikurim, which says that if you have the Havracha, our Mishnah that says, if you have nutrients going back and forth, that could even be like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel in that other context in the first parak of Arla. Should I make sure it's I'm sorry, Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Maybe I thought it was Rebbe and the Rabbanan. I don't remember. Maybe the Rabbanan. I'm just looking at Chaim Kanievsky quotes it. So Amar Le Divrei Akolhi, it's even according to the other Shita that says you split it half and half. Why? Bikurim is different. Bikurim has a higher standard. V'hacha Torah Amra Reishis Bikurim Ad Mascha Achiu Kol Agedula Me Ad Mascha. It's exclusive. It has to be exclusive. No other nutrients. So even if you want to say over there it can be split down the middle, but here he would still say you're Pater, because it's in the Yon, it's Yonik. The Zekena is Yonik from the Yalda. Yalda is only from the Zekena, and therefore it's not the same. Don't compare Hilchas Bikurim and Hilchas Trumas and Maestros. It doesn't have the exact same standard. Not the exact same standard. Good. I guess we'll stop there by the two dots so we can get back to some, just a little bit of the Hashkafa. And that is interesting. The main idea that's mentioned by all the Mefarshim and the Rishonim already is Akaras HaTov. Right? That's why Bikri Bikurim is mentioned in the Haggadah, which is all about Akaras HaTov as well. So, number one, Akaras HaTov. Number two, recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives me all my bracha. I saw the Darkei Musar says, everybody could recognize, generally, not everybody, but most assume and that recognize that Hashem is the creator. But he created. But who says he's still involved? But now that I'm working, you know, I'm the one that's creating. And Yigia Kapecha Gisochel. That's the message of Bikurim. Hashem wasn't just the borer. He's the one that's giving us everything. He's still the one with our Hishtavos. But he's still the one. He's still the one. And the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim in Gimel Lamites, the Rambam in Gimel Lamites says, what's Bikurim about? Yesh bo gam midas ha'anava. Kihula shalokeh chasalok tefav. Vyesh bo hakara b'chas Yashem enamo. Don't think you're so great. Similar. Sheyeda adam kimina avoda sheyizkar yimei mitzukaso b'zman sheyirvachlo. The Rambam says, you know what Bikurim is about? Remembering your difficult times at times when things aren't difficult anymore. Right? When you're on top of the world, remember what it was like to be on the bottom of the world. That's Bikurim. Right? And that's why we have Mikra Bikurim. We met with Avraham Yovid Avi, Vayard Mitzrayma. The Inyan Zem Mudgash B'Torah Harbe. The Torah emphasizes this often. V'zacharta ki Eved Ayisa. L'fi sheish lachosh ben amidos hayiduos. L'komi sheneschanech ba'osher. Klomer ha-bi'ita v'ha-gaiva. V'ha-znachas ha-ashkafas ha-amitios. When we have osher and riches, so we kind of reject often proper Avodas Hashem. So we have to remember when we have the riches and we have tons of fruit, Bikurim, we have to remember the difficult times at the times that it's not difficult. And that's the message, says the Rambam, of Bikurim here in Gimel Lametes in the Mor Nevuchim. Okay, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, we had the Haschala in Bikurim.